Kevin Seth Brown is Director of Business Development for Unzipped Media and has recently been named Ambassador to Germany for the International Gay and Lesbian Travel Association. Hi, Edwin.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Enjoying a beautiful California day.
I'm jealous. Tell us about Unzipped Media.
Unzipped Media was known to millions as Specialty Publications. Unzipped Media was rebranded recently when it was purchased by Regent Entertainment. Unzipped Media is the iconic brands Men, Freshmen, and Unzipped. And it is a one of the only all-male erotic magazines left in the marketplace. It celebrates men to the fullest. And it is a wonderful chronicle of the sexual exploits of the American and the international male.
How did you become involved with gay media and travel?
I became involved in gay media when I went to work for Genre Magazine back in 1999. Prior to that, I was doing administrative work, and prior to that, I was in the arts and entertainment field. So because of my administrative background and my arts background, gay media was a perfect place for me because gay media at that time was having the most fun. All kinds of new ventures were breaking. Gay was coming on to the popular culture scene. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy being one of those brands that broke out of the box and brought the word gay into the American mainstream vocabulary instead of having it hushed in quiet quarters. So at that departure, going from Genre Magazine, I then took an assignment with a company called Gay Wired. It was G Society, and that was one of the first ventures to put gay up on the internet, and they featured travel, which was a wonderful, wonderful resource for the international gay traveler. From Gay Wired, because Gay Wired, G Society, took a different direction, I then went to work for In Los Angeles magazine, which was just a wonderful experience because it put me in touch with all of the mom-and-pop, owner-operated gay businesses. And I can tell you that was just fun. Helping them, first of all, develop their businesses by understanding what their immediate needs were was a wonderful, wonderful exercise. And I think we reached some beautiful levels of success helping these businesses get their local markets to celebrate them. And as Los Angeles is an international hub, when people, the international traveler would come to our city, they could pick up a book like In Los Angeles Magazine and know all of the drive markets that they could visit, all of the parties that were happening, all of the special events. So I learned a tremendous amount. From that experience, I was asked to join The Advocate by the ad sales director, Fran Marenka, and the publisher, Joe Landry. I was excited to do so because they were launching this new magazine called The Out Traveler. And because I'd had experience with a lot of travel, the smaller destinations like Puerto Vallarta, Palm Springs, San Francisco, which is an international destination, going to Germany, looking at all the fabulous events they were having, Fort Lauderdale, and on, it was a natural fit for me. And because of my experience working with the bed and breakfast community and the circuit parties, it just felt like a good fit, and it was a good fit. And I had a lot of fun developing those pages for the Out Traveler magazine and looking toward bigger horizons.
What is your passion for travel that you bring to our community?
In a former life, I was a dancer. I was a modern dancer. And my career took me to all of these wonderful places around the globe. And I just thought, how much fun to be able to, having been to those places, go into those communities, seek out the very best of those communities, and bring it to like-minded people with a sense of ease and a sense of security. that really allowed that traveler, when they're reading about the destination, someone with their point of view is bringing them a reference. And I thought that would be a wonderful introduction for the gay traveler and a wonderful fit for me since I am gay.
Your appointment as ambassador to Germany for the International Gay and Lesbian Travel Association, what does that entail?
Wow, it's a big job. IGLTA is a wonderful networking association. And my job is to find people who are interested in taking care of the gay traveler, educating them as to what the gay traveler is looking for and how we want to be treated, networking their businesses into all of the travel agents that belong to the association so that their resources for their clients become more extensive. And on my part, I go out, I identify businesses that want the gay traveler, I meet with them, I talk to them about what they could be doing and might do to encourage the gay traveler to come there, things like sensitivity training, small things that you would never ask a heterosexual couple, you know, and why would you ask a gay couple? Or just a way of being more sensitive in the approach and the outreach. Because the number one thing in travel is we want to be welcome. So it's all about understanding the gay community, giving them, we have seminars, trainings that they can involve themselves in, and then we have a wonderful network of people that provide services to the gay traveler. Travelocity is there. American Airlines is there. A host of fabulous hotels that are there. And of course, all the small businesses that feed into these communities that say to the gay traveler, you're welcome. And as an ambassador, I want to make sure that that welcome is as wonderful as possible.
You say that you think that these publications that are sexually forward and they share beauty and masculinity and fun, and also for having fun is one of the main things that you're involved with and very much interested in. You believe that each day is a new adventure. Could you talk about this a little bit?
Well, our magazines, they are all nude male magazines. And we want people to be healthy, we want people to be informed, and we want people to know about destinations and adventures that will allow them to be all of those things. And so for us here at Unzipped, we just want to present our sexuality in a very healthy way. Over the last decade, because of mainstream media, they're no longer in the closet. You can find gay everywhere. And it's kind of interesting that in some places in the country, we're seeing a resurgence of kind of hate crimes. That's due to ignorance, because you always try to hurt something you don't understand. So our mission is, let's get it straight up front, because everybody knows somebody who's gay. We want them to feel comfortable, we want to feel comfortable, we want to feel informed about who we are and how we play, and we want to be healthy when we do it. That's what our publications are all about, having fun and being secure in the knowledge that you're not alone. There are millions of people who feel the same way you do.
We've been addressing the HIV/AIDS issue. What prevention and education responsibility has Unzipped been involved with for their audience?
One thing we do is we do portray safe sex practices in our book. And I feel that when people see safe sex practices, that's the best example. Each person must take responsibility for educating themselves, because we are an adult publication. And because we want people to take responsibility, we assist them by just giving them examples. We have all kinds of people who have all kinds of sexual fantasies and all kinds of studios that promote all kinds of sexual awareness and adventures. What we try to do is just portray everything in the healthiest light that we possibly can.
You know, there's been a real rise of HIV and AIDS amongst 20-somethings that think they're immortal, of course, and there's also been an increase with older men, 40-plus, who believe they dodged the bullet the first time. There seems to be an increase among young Afro-Americans who don't relate to being gay, but relate to themselves as men who have sex with other men. What do you think about this?
I think that's a mistake. I don't care who you are. If you're having sex with another person, you should be using protection. Whether it's a man-on-man experience, a man-and-a-woman experience, two men and a woman, two women, I don't care. In our world, this illness has not been eradicated, and it's incumbent upon all of us to always be vigilant, always let everyone know. Yes, there are choices. Make a wise choice, and the wisest choice one can make is to use protection. That's my personal philosophy. I am a black person, and in my community, being black when I grew up was very, very difficult. I'm in my late 50s now. And when I grew up as a black person, you couldn't be gay in the communities because the church was very, very non-accepting of same-sex practices at all. Because there was such a feeling that you had to be a man just sometimes to get down the streets, because I grew up in South Central Los Angeles. You had to be a very, very strong personality not to have somebody trying to push themselves on you or bully you. I'm lucky. I have a strong personality, and I had a grandmother that says, well, the reality is if he whips you a little behind, you got to deal with the whipping I'm going to give you. So all of a sudden, I learned a way to be strong and to fight back, and I came out when I was just 9 years old because I knew that I was different. I didn't feel I wanted to do ballet classes. That's, you know, I didn't want to play football. I didn't want to play baseball. I wanted to go to a dance class. I knew that there was something different about me, and I'm not saying that every dancer is gay. I'm just saying I had something different about me. So in the black community, there was an extreme amount of denial about this disease. Now the black community has to take a hold of itself, and it has to realize that just because you don't want to accept it doesn't mean it's not there. And I don't care what sexual preference you have. In this day and age, to move forward having sex without protection is not a wise decision. And in the end, it all comes down to making good, sensible, safe decisions.
In this economy, are you experiencing marketing challenging people who aren't traveling, or are you offering special offers or more affordable packages?
Everyone I know is offering fabulous packages to try to stimulate the economy. I do advertising, sales, and business development for Unzip Media. I'm always meeting with my clients, and the story is the same across the board, no matter how huge you are or how small you are. Dollars are scarce. Our economy has shrunk. People need more value. My advice to everyone is go long and deep. Take a short trip. Take them frequently if you can't afford a huge excursion. Look on the internet. Go to Travelocity.com. Check out the special offers they're offering. Go to American Airlines. Look at the special offers that they're offering. They are incredible fares. And as most of our people, we have a lot of singles that travel. There are so many wonderful parties, especially with the Pride celebrations happening around the country. Put a couple of bucks aside. Go on an economy vacation. You might find that even at a luxury brand hotel, you can find a room for as cheap as $110 a night. So two people going to a hotel at $110 a night, that's 55 bucks a person. Does it get any more reasonable than that? So in this bad economy, now is the time to figure out some of those dreams you have, some of those places you want to visit. Now is a perfect time to go and have that experience. And I say to my friends who are saying it's a little difficult to advertise, well, go long and deep. I say have a smaller advertising campaign or a smaller ad on the page, but be there for your clients who are looking to do exactly what I just recommended. Be present. If everybody does a little bit, all of a sudden the tide rises, and as that tide rises, all of us rise together.
How has the internet affected your market?
Tremendously. People on the internet are looking for that instant gratification. When they run their campaigns, they want to see an instant spike in business. I'm a print magazine. I do have internet sites available, but we celebrate the time-honored traditions of photography and artistic expression. These things can only really be achieved when you're holding this wonderful book in your hands. Our books also have a longer shelf life. I said to a friend of mine, don't treat me like one of those experiences you're having on the internet. The minute you don't like it, you just click off and go someplace else. A magazine gives you an opportunity to confront your feelings because you can keep looking at it, turn the page, and turn right back to it. Now, you can do that with the internet, but it's just a different tactile feeling you get with the magazine. Internet brings you some other wonderful things. The social networking aspects of the internet is a phenomenon. It's a beautiful phenomenon. But let's not forget, there's something really special about dreaming when you have your magazine. You can read a great article, you can still go into a fantasy and enjoy it, and I think that's why magazines still have potential and still have a lifespan.
What are your hopes for our LGBT community and the Obama administration?
I hope that this individual, our president, will really embrace what freedom is all about. Freedom is about choice, about the ability to make the choice that's right for you, for your chemistry, for your body, for your financial health, for your well-being. And as a gay American, I was so proud to, first of all, have a black president, and I'm not saying that from a black perspective. I'm saying that from a perspective of inclusiveness. And when the country decided that change is necessary because everybody needs to be included, because a class of people excluded everybody else, and our government became a predatory experience. With this election of Obama, we see that there's a movement toward inclusiveness. And just like the civil rights movement, and my mother's told me something very interesting, because I was telling her about the gay march on Washington, the first gay march on Washington, and my mother and her sisters got together and came up with some dollars for me and my partner. And my mother said, Edwin, I hope you're going to this and we want to support you, because the only mistake I ever regretted was not getting on the bus when we lived in Montgomery, Alabama, and going to that march. Because the fruits of that march has meant so much to us as a family. We were able to move our family forward because there was an inclusive spirit that made for opportunity. And so that's kind of how I feel about the Obama administration. I'm on the bus because I want to see all of us move forward. And I think as the nation grows, and with his leadership, and I hope he will keep that promise of hope and change and make inclusive the cornerstone of the American experience.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through times like these?
Walt Disney is a favorite of mine, and he has something I discovered that he said, if I fall on my face, at least I move forward. And I think that's something we can all embrace. We have to take the challenges and take the chance, whatever it might be, a leap of faith, to move it forward. There will be mistakes along the way, but that's okay, because we're moving forward. And that's how I embrace my everyday. I also practice something called happiness. And I always tell people, I'm a triple minority. They look at me and they say, what? I said, well, I'm black, I'm gay, and I'm happy. And I'm really happy to be a free person who is able to make choices and live those choices with a sense of joy. And I think that's what, as an American, we're extremely gifted to have. Because as an American travels the world, even with the bad rap we've gotten with previous administration, people are happy to see an American because we represent the most precious thing of all, a free spirit.
Well, thank you so much, Edwin.
Oh, you're so welcome. I just thank you for allowing me to spend some time with you.